All right, MG, it is time to go live to the New South Wales Blues camp up in Kingscliff. Three sleeps to go until State of Origin Game 2, Suncorp Stadium. Now, in Game 1, whenever Nathan Cleary or Jerome Luai put up a kick, there was one bloke who was first on the scene with the kick chase. The enthusiasm, the energy, it was at an all-time high from this bloke. He was outstanding. We cannot wait to see how he goes Sunday. We speak, of course, of Tarek Sims from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. G'day, Tarek.
Thanks, lads. How are you going?
Well, everything that Liam described then was true. You were so energetic in that game. The first game you started in Origin, I believe.
Yeah, it was, mate. Yes, it was.
And you were jumping out of your skin from the first minute to the 80th minute. How was the experience, brother?
Oh, mate, it was one of those ones I definitely won't forget it. Look, running out to a full stadium is one thing, but running out to Metallica, blasting through the speakers, and then a sea of Maroon, it's something that I won't forget anytime soon, that's for sure, mate.
And tell us about the last couple of days in camp. How have they been? And are the butterflies starting to flut in the gut?
Not just that, mate. We literally just finished our training session, and we had a really healthy crowd come out to watch us train. And you know, you can really feel the excitement starting to build all the way down here in Kingscliff. So you know, it's got that buzz about it. I'm sure tomorrow when we fly into Brisbane, there'll be a little bit more hype. And then we've only got the captain's run to go, and then she's on.
Hey, Tarek, what did Anthony Griffin, coach at the Dragons, have to say about that pass? Did he ask where that's been from game one? Did he say, where's that been at club level, mate?
No, he hasn't, mate. He sort of, as soon as I rang him, I sort of asked for my kicking license back straight off him. And it was an obvious no straight off the bat. So, look, I think I might just try and tuck the pill under my wing, but I'm still going to try for that kicking license for sure.
Well, there's a couple of things that are certain. We know that Suncorp Stadium is going to be one of them arenas where it's just going to be gladiatorial. You're going to run out, yep, and it's going to be the best feeling ever. You know that they're going to get better. But yep, you also know that you guys are going to learn a bit too from game one as well.
Yeah, look, they've got probably one of the best props in the game at the moment coming back for them. You know, he's probably the inspirational leader in the middle there, and he controls a lot of what goes on in the middle. He's a, you know, very strong ball runner. He can play with the ball. He's got really good feet, you know, and he'll lock off that middle third defensively. So, you know, we've definitely got our work cut out for us. We, you know, we need to adapt as well. We need to change our game. We need to make sure that we're being better in some areas because, you know, when we look at our game, there's always room for improvement. So, you know, we know that there's going to be a lot of changes coming.
Hey, Tarek, Reece Walsh, this 18-year-old kid playing fullback. We talked about your kick chase from game one. Spud Carroll, MG's old mate, made the comment on Fox the other night that if this young man goes through the middle, he's going to go away with some bruises. Have you spoken about what he brings to this Queensland side?
Oh, look, he's an electric talent. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's played, you know, six or seven games of first grade, and he's thrust into the Origin arena. And to be honest, he's a dynamo. You just have to look at blokes like Jerome and Bizza with their first games. That's the new wave. That's the new style of players that are coming through. It's the new generation of players coming through, how confident they are in what they can and can't do. You know, and he's displayed it every game that he's played for the Warriors. He's, you know, even though he might have made a mistake, he bounces straight back up. So, you know, there is going to be a lot of traffic. The ball gets kicked a lot in Origin, and, you know, the back three usually touch it the most. So we've got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to hold a really strong line when we're going there defensively because, you know, he's got unreal feet.
Now, listen, I saw your eyes when I presented you with a jersey in Perth, and I thought, oh my goodness, this kid. Let him out. Just let him go and leave him the coach. And that, yeah, I'm not saying that I was the reason for it, but there's a little birdie telling us that maybe Boyd Cordner might be presenting you with the jerseys this time around. That could be even more epic.
Yeah, look, Boydo came into camp last night. It was as a sort of a surprise guest. So that was, you know, that was unreal to sort of see the old skipper back in the ranks. And you know what he's like, mate. He's got a presence about himself. He's played in numerous Origins. He's skippered the Blues. You know, he holds a lot of sway, and he's, you know, just the way that he carries himself, mate, it just gives you that little bit of confidence as well. So, you know, he's going to be hanging around in camp for the next couple of days, which is going to be cool. And just, you know, myself as well, I'm going to pick his brain because, like I said, he's played my position, and, you know, he's been in – you know, the Hurt Locker more times than I can count. And, you know, he's come out the other end. So, you know, I'll be picking his brain over the next couple of days on what I can and can't do and what I should and shouldn't do.
Hey, Tarek.
You know what? The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. Oh, that should be...
I've just got goosebumps.
Oh, you've started to activate...
I love that shit.
He started...
The Hurt Locker.
You've activated MG's butterflies, Tarek. Hey, Tarek, how's your man Jack Whiten? I mean, we know the situation he finds himself in with the impending birth of his third child. How's he going? Yep. How's he managing it?
Yeah, Jackie boy's pretty cool. He's a very cool character, but... you know, if he's worried, he's definitely not showing it. I think he's enjoying having a little bit of time away. But, you know, he's obviously in close contact with his family and you know, he's just got the call button ready to go. So, you know, he trained really well today, very strong. You know, we're just taking it day by day.
Now, Tarek, I imagine that you're one of the blokes who the injection of Brian To'o and Jerome Luai and these boys and the boombox environment that they're creating, I feel like you're one of the blokes that would be enjoying it.
Mate, some of the music I absolutely love. Some of the music I don't like. Yeah, I don't like at all. So, but mate, you know, they've got some good tunes. They've got some bad ones. But like I said, this is the new way. This is the new generation of players. This is how they get ready. This is how they like to, you know, sort of sit back and chill. I just every now and then throw a little hit up for them to play. And sometimes I get some side eyes, and sometimes I don't.
Like what? What do you request?
Oh, mate, no, you put me on the spot, but, you know, one of my favourites is always Supersonic by, yes. Mate, yeah, top track.
Then you said Metallica, like a bit of Enter Sandman, you come out, the
mate,
voice.
No, they're not there yet. If they played that, their heads would probably fall clean off. it might actually be when they play their drill music, that might be what my head does, so...
Well, MG, as long as Paul Sirenin's not in charge of the music, because there was that incident.
Don't knock Ciro's music, mate. Tarek,
I was like Ciro's. I was down in camp one where the music, the playlist got away from Ciro at one point, and the potentially not safe for work song started playing out over the Coogee Oval there. And there are a few looks coming from the coaches saying, Ciro, can we turn that off?
Yeah, come on.
MG, you would have loved today's training session because it was very old school. We had a weight session on the field before we trained, mate. So it was like the good old days. Was sort of everything. The only thing that was missing was the deep heat and slapping in the face.
Well, the deep heat's been replaced by Pain Away, brother. So make sure you bathe yourself in it.
Oh yeah, that is one of our sponsors too. So Pain Away, keeps Pain Away.
Hey, listen, we really appreciate your time. Your game in game one was epic. Come 7:50. Sunday night, we know you're going to be ready. You haven't left any stone unturned, and go and make your state proud, brother.
Thank you very much, guys, and, you know, to all the families back home, guys are doing it safe, and, you know, we appreciate your support. Even though you can't be there physically, we know you're there in spirit, so we'll do you proud, guys.